This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Friday the Justice Department is preparing to release a redacted version of the special counsel's confidential report on the Russia investigation by mid-April, if not sooner. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Attorney General William Barr plans to deliver to Congress a version of special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Gerald Nadler on Friday. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee. In his letter, the Attorney General says he wants the public to be able to read Mueller's findings. Barr says the Mueller report is nearly 400 pages long. Mueller submitted his confidential report to Barr on Friday, March 22nd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Friday he'll close the southern U.S. border next week if Mexico does not stop illegal immigration, especially the Central American migrants who are making their way through the country.
They can stop them, but they chose not to. Now they're going to stop them. And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
When questioned by reporters in Florida, Mr. Trump said it could mean all trade with Mexico. He's previously threatened to close the border, including at a rally in Michigan Thursday night, but this time he gave a timetable. The White House says American and Chinese trade negotiators made progress during candid and constructive discussions in Beijing Friday and will continue talks in Washington next week. The two sides are working to strike a deal to lift tariffs affecting $250 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. and about $110 billion of American exports to China. This comes amid a report by the Bureau of Economic Analysis that the U.S. trade deficit with China again rose in 2018. President Trump says he's overruled his education secretary and his 2020 budget proposal will fund the Special Olympics. This is VOA News. British lawmakers rejected the government's Brexit deal for a third time on Friday, leaving the UK facing the prospect of a chaotic departure from the European Union in just 2 weeks, with political leaders in turmoil and the country ill-prepared. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has details.
No's have it. Unlocked.
This House has rejected no deal. It has rejected no Brexit. On Wednesday, it rejected all the variations of the deal on the table. And today it has rejected approving the withdrawal agreement alone.
Now the British Prime Minister's position hangs in the balance. She'd promised to quit if the deal was passed. Now many, even in her own party, are saying her time is up anyway. This is an emotive day for Brexiteers, the day Britain was supposed to leave the European Union. Crowds descended on Parliament. Some of them at the end of a Brexit betrayal protest march across England to push their message that Britain must get out, regardless of party politics.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The bloc said the rejection of the divorce terms made a no-deal Brexit a likely scenario and called an emergency summit of EU leaders for April 10th to decide what to do next. The president of South Korea will travel to the U.S. next month with hopes of jump-starting the stalled talks with North Korea. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Officials say South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning a summit with President Trump aimed at reviving nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. This will be their first meeting since Trump's second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un collapsed over sanctions. South Korea is pushing to expand ties and business dealings with the North, but that won't work unless Pyongyang takes significant steps toward denuclearization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pope Francis has issued sweeping new sex abuse legislation for Vatican personnel and Holy See diplomats. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield has more.
There are provisions for background checks. There are provisions for training to ensure that Vatican personnel are well-versed in safe environment provisions. There are requirements now that children cannot be photographed without parental consent. There is no more corporal punishment, for example.
That's AP's Nicole Winfield reporting. Algerians took to the streets by the millions for the sixth straight Friday, trying to push their ailing president from power and bring down an entire political system seen as corrupt and out of touch. A crowd broke through a blockaded street leading to the presidential palace. Otherwise, the protest had been peaceful. For the first time, all three state TV channels show the protest live since those marches started in February. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.